Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Rolisoff. And very significant, that first guest,
yes.
Bruce. You know, and again, I always go back to complimenting Christina by bringing people
absolutely.
On that know their product.
She does a wonderful job.
You know, and they care about it, which is very important. And Bruce is one. And now we have Jason Fiorentino, who is the CEO of MedEquip Supply Corporation. And MedEquip are these alerts that people wear.
That's part of the program.
Right. And so we'll start with that and we'll move through the whole program.
Okay.
Because you're on the air. Don't get aggressive, you know.
Should I just tell
them? Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it's like I was going through Newsday and I came across my horoscope, which I read every morning.
Okay.
Because it's just something you do. I'm a Sagittarian. And this happens to say you can be too competitive, especially when your opinions are aired. Of course, this kind of blew me away. And I was like, well, maybe. So if I'm too competitive, as I said before, please reel me in. It's okay. It's not a problem. So thank you for having me here.
This is wonderful.
It's wonderful to have you.
And we've never had a person, to be honest with you, the whole time I've been doing this with these med alerts.
Yeah, the MedEquip alert is something that we, first of all, let me back up a little bit. MedEquip originally was and still is a supplier to the veterans.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you start with veterans?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah. Veterans were, our way into the business. And for them, we were supplying durable medical equipment, which was grab bars, chairlifts.
Okay.
Vertical platform lifts.
What are vertical platforms?
It's sort of like an elevator that you roll the wheelchair on, and then it lifts you to a certain height, and then you get off, and whether there's a deck there or
they have that. Ruth, you go to the Great Neck Senior Center?
Social Center.
The Social Center?
Yes.
They have it going down the stairs.
Oh, they really have
it? You put the wheelchair on it.
That's correct.
It drops off the wall, the wheelchair, you go down to the bottom, and then you roll off and it'll pick back up.
And you keep these vertical lifts outside or inside?
Well, they're both. You have indoors and outdoors, depending on the necessity. There are some people that have these decks outside and, they can't walk up the stairs anymore. So we put down a cement platform and then put the vertical platform lift on, and then allows them to get into their house. We also supply for stair lifts indoors, and you know what that is. You've seen that on TV a number of times where there are 13 steps.
It's like an elevator,
steps.
Sort of.
It's like a chair that you sit in, and it just takes you right upstairs.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of putting one in my house soon because the stairs are getting very difficult these days.
My mother-in-law has one in hers.
And you have curved bottoms?
Yep. It depends on need. If you have a platform at the end of the stairs that makes the turn, then you would get a custom curved lift. And they're a bit more intricate to install because the word custom comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's measured through lasers, so it's absolutely 100% accurate. Because once it's made, it's made.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't think I could have one in my house because I go up like maybe 6, 7, 8 stairs, and there's a platform and a complete left.
We could do that.
Oh, really? And you go up like 4 or 5 more.
Yeah, we could take care of that.
I have a ranch, but the basement is downstairs, so...
Well, we could do that too.
Right.
So we were installing for the VA. We were installing those again, transport chairs, shower chairs, any durable medical equipment. And then about 2 years ago, we were supplying a piece of equipment that we called the MedEquip Alert, and it was a good piece of equipment for its time. Okay, it contacted 911, and 911's a great service. Okay, unfortunately, they're a little stressed out. I mean, people are calling because they're their pasta's too well done,
or
their dog is not eating, so they get all these ridiculous calls. And at that point, the FCC had decided that if there's no number coming across, they're going to be considering it a fraudulent call. Okay, so it needs to be verified. All right, so at that point, we decided to make this piece of equipment called, it's still called the MediQuip Alert, except it doesn't contact 911. All right. It contacts a monitoring service, which we've contracted. The monitoring service has your name, your telephone number.
And then they contact you?
Well, no. If Mr. Smith, let's say, presses the button, okay, all of his information is with the monitoring service, so they will know that it's Mr. Smith. And they'll say, Mr. Smith, mm-hmm, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Do you need help? He'll say, no. I need help. Now they have his name, address, his telephone number. They have the fact if he's the code on the lockbox if he has one. They know if he's got an animal in the house because EMS shows up. You know, they need to know all this information, especially the lockbox, because if Mr. Smith sits there and has acid indigestion, mm-hmm, and thinks he's having a heart attack. Okay, and he presses the button, and let's just say...
He
cannot open the door.
So tell us about the lockbox.
Well, the lockbox is... Well, you've seen it in real estate.
I have not seen it.
Okay, it's a piece of equipment that you put your key on, the house key, and it sits on the door handle. So anyone of significance has the code to that lockbox. It's either 3 or 4 digits.
So a burglar cannot get inside.
No, because the burglar doesn't have a code. So EMS would have that code.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So it's very important because their main concern is to get to Mr. Smith. They will tear the door down to get in there because he's in trouble. So now he's thinking he's having a heart attack when 2 Tums could probably have taken care of it.
Maybe.
He's
just lost. Maybe yes and maybe no.
Yes. But if it is... It's going to cost him $700,000 to repair a door.
Right, exactly.
So things like that are important for them to have in order to save his life. Let's see, the piece of equipment that we were using before, again, only contacted 911. 911 never knew the location of the person, even though they may have known in the area. But that doesn't help Mr. Smith. Mm. Okay, he's, and I'll give you this story, which I tell all the time. It's a little sad. You just got to know this up front. Mr. Smith walking his dog, and he's not feeling well. And he presses the button, and he falls down. It contacts 911, but he passes out. Now, 911, as good as they are, is going to say, yeah, can we help you? You know, are you in trouble? And there's no answer. And they'll say that 2 or 3 times, doing the job that they were hired to do. They're going to hang up because there's no way they're going to know where he is. And, you know, you got that poor dog bouncing around on the street. So, yeah, so it's a sad ending. But
so you have a GPS working in that?
Yeah, this piece of equipment, the MediQuip Alert, has a GPS locator. The call itself... Okay, does not hang up because the monitoring service is trying to contact Mr. Smith. He's down on the ground. He's out cold. Okay, the call is not hung up until EMS gets there.
That's wonderful.
So
that's
there
very
is
fantastic.
GPS location, precise location, because it has a SIM card in it and because it has cellular data, which the 911 unit never had. And even though some of those 911 units will advertise, well, we have GPS, they don't. You got to have a SIM card in there. You have to have cellular data.
What is a SIM card? I don't know.
Your telephone has a SIM card. Okay, so that has the information that allows connectivity. Okay. those 911 units don't have that. This piece of equipment, I know we're not on TV, but this piece of equipment has, you know,
and
all
how much
of that
is
information.
That?
But there are a number of, programs that we can talk about, and we only have a half hour, so, but, you know, we can.
Right, that's fine.
It's, let's see, so it's an excellent, and besides the fact it's water resistant to industry standard, which means you can shower with it. You can't really swim with it because gaskets.
This can be attached to a belt?
Yes. This here is, there's a clip that goes with this piece of equipment that gets attached to the belt, or you can wear this around your neck on a lanyard. Okay. We've made it very easy for people to utilize, and I know no one can see this, but you know how your cell phone, sometimes you have difficulty putting in the wire in the back and you bend it and after a while it starts fraying?
Right.
Okay, you know what I mean? When you're trying to charge it? Okay, so what we've done is we made it so much easier for people of age to charge their unit. What we have done is we've magnetized the back. Okay, so
that's
all you have to
clever.
Do is you
very
just
clever.
You just you know you
get
go,
it close.
You get it close, it'll suck.
I heard
it
click right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing to do, and because it was made with the veterans in mind, and even though we go after the private market also,
right.
It's made in the USA.
Okay,
this is manufactured here in Texas. Okay, it's
that's
not
reassuring.
From China.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and we don't want to get started on
right,
that.
Right, no, I know.
And so, you know, it's an excellent piece of equipment. It can take quite an abuse. I mean, I've dropped this a number of times when
okay.
I'm doing presentations. So if you're, you know, if you have like 3 feet and you drop it to the floor, it'll take a beating.
Or if you drop to the floor.
Yes, and if you drop to the floor, that's right. That's right. Let's see. It's small. It's lightweight. It has a large SOS button, and it doesn't.
That's the button right there in the center.
That's the button right there. Don't press it.
Okay.
Oh, you did.
I didn't. Did I? Oh, I didn't think I did.
It's okay. Let's see. And it's connected to AT&T, which means that any place you can get service with AT&T, this unit will work. All right. Also, this piece of equipment, I'm sure you've heard about 3G and 4G, you know, when you hear about...
I have not heard about it.
You don't see those commercials on TV?
No.
No, okay. Anyhow, 3G and 4G, that is okay, but some of that is going to be disappearing. 3G is going to be gone at some point, okay? This is LTE, which means it's the Mercedes-Benz of communications.
You know what we're going to do? Hold the thought.
Okay.
Because we're going to take a commercial break, and I think that's important to go through. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.